So let's take it from the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Beis. The last few lines, the Gemara is going to go through a lot of drushes, so we have to take it slow and just work our way through different kavachomers and stuff and different svaras. So the Gemara says the last three lines of Mem Tes Amud Beis, Skila Sreifa, listing the various Arba Mises Bezdin. So the Gemara says, Skila Chamura Misreifa. Skila is more severe than that of Sreifa. How do we know this? Shekei Nitna Limagadef Ulevoda Avodas Gilulim. Because skila is given to one who curses Hashem and to one who worships Avodah Zarah, and those are the most severe types of Avera, so that indicates that skila is the most severe of the onshim. By chumra, why is that such a chumra? Shekein poshi yad abeikar, because a person's really, in essence, he's going against the entire Yiddishkeit. That's what Avodah Zarah is, and being megadif. So the Gemara says, "Other Rabbi, I would say the opposite." Said Sreifa is chamura, shekein nitna lebas kohen shezinsa. Sreifa is the most severe because bebas kohen is mezana. So then, while she's married, she's mezana, she gets sreifa, and that's different than nebas Yisrael. So we see sreifa is more severe than skila. My chumra, why is that so bad? What's such a chumra about sreifa and bas kohen shezinsa? Gemara explains in shekein mechalalas esavia, because she disgraces her entire family's house, the kedusha that her family, the kuhuna have, and that's a pretty serious thing. So therefore, the Gemara thinks sreifa should be more chumra. And so the Gemara says, both very nice svaras back and forth, but Rabbanan think otherwise. Rabbanan think that skila is more chumra. How do the Rabbanan know it's more chumra, that skila is more chumra? Kasavri Rabbanan, Nisua Yotza Lestrefa Volo Arusa. When the Pazik says a Bas Kohen Shezinsa gets Srefa, that's only going on a Bas Kohen who's married, who's Nisua, she gets Srefa. But not in Arusa. Arusa gets Skila. Bas Kohen Arusa actually gets Skila, just like a Bas Yisrael, Naram Rasa, who's a Bas Yisrael, gets Skila, so to Bas Kohen Harusa is also Skila. Umidaafke Rachmana, from the fact that Torah removes La Rusa, Biskila, Shmamina Skila Chamura. Let me explain the svar here. Which is more chamur? Would you think a Murasa is more chamur or Nesua is more chamur? So we know when it comes to a Bas Yisrael, Na Murasa Bas Yisrael gets Skila, a Nara Hanesua Bas Yisrael gets Chenek. And there everyone agrees Srefa, rather Skila is definitely greater than Chenek. So we see Arusa is more serious than Av Nesua. So the same lines now, in the world of Rabbanan, for the world of the Bas Kohen, so the Rabbanan hold the Bas Kohen, Arusa gets Skila, and a Bas Kohen, Nesua gets Srefa. So we see it's a downgrade as well, going from Skila to Srefa. That's the proof of the Rabbanan, that Skila is greater than that of Srefa. So Gemara now says, fine. So we establish that according to Rabbanan, that Skila is more chamer than Srefa. How do we know that skila is more chamura misayif, that's greater than sayif? Shekei nitnil magadef la'oveid avodas kochavim. And my chumra kidamrin, like we said before, that skila is a violation, it's a punishment that goes in a violation of the essence of Yiddishkeit. Avodah zarah magadef undermines all of that. So skila is more chamur, because the avera, it really undermines the Yiddishkeit. But Adrab, I would say Saif is more chamer. Saif should be more chamer than of Skila. Why? Shekei nidna l'anshe'ir nidachas. An entire city that is convinced of worship of Avodah Zarah, they all receive a Saif. So my chumra, why? What's the chumra by ir nidachas? Shekein mamonan avon. Not only do we kill the people, but we take all of their possessions and we burn them, we get rid of them. That's a chumra we don't find anywhere else by any other onesh. So ir nidachas is a very serious avera. So just like mamon avod, so too maybe saif should be more chumra as well. So then the Gemara says, so amris eze koach meruba, which is a greater koach? Koach hamadiach or koach hanidach? Which is a worse avera? The one who's mediach, the one who convinces them to do avodah zarah, or the nidach, the one who is convinced, let's call them the victim, who was convinced to do avodah zarah, which is worse? Havi omer koach hamadiach. Certainly the one who's mediach, certainly the one who convinces everyone to do avodah zarah, he's a much greater avera. He's really being machshil the rabbim. And the lach is, so although the ir nidachas, the people who are nidachim, who were convinced to do avodah zarah, they get saif. But the Brisa says, Tanya, Madichei ir nidachas. The Madichan, the ones who are coming in to convince him to do Avodah Zarah, they get Skila. So we see that Skila is greater than Saif, since the Madiach gets Skila, and the Nidach only gets Saif, so this proves that Skila is greater than that of Saif. So then the Gemara says, how do you know Skila is more chamer than Michanek? Yeah, how do you know Skila is more serious than Chenek? So Skila is stoning, Chenek is strangling. They used to take a rope and pull from both sides so he couldn't breathe anymore. So how do you know skila is more severe than chenek? Shekei nitan lemegadev levoda vodas kochavim. Umay chumra kud amrin. So we know skila is very serious because it connects to those two averos. But the Rabbi the Gemara asks, maybe chenek is more chamor. Shekei nitan lemaka aviv v'ima. Because a person who hits their parents gets chenek. And my chumra, why is that such a chumra? Shekein hukash kvodun l'chvod ha'makam. We know that the honor of one's parents is equivalent to honoring Hashem. So that's a very serious thing. So that's why the chumra, maybe chenek should be more severe than that of skila. Gemara says, can't be. Because mide'afke yirachmanu la'arus abas Yisrael, michlal nesu abas Yisrael, mechenek l'skila, shma mina skila chamura. Like we said above, that arusa is a shezinsa, is a more serious severe than a nesu shezinsa. So Arusa gets Skila if she's Zinsa, but Nesua only gets Chenek. So we see from here that Skila is more serious than that of Chenek. So now the Gemara wants to know, so we already dealt with all the questions, so Skila is better than every other Onesh. So we deal, Skila is done, that's the top. So now the Gemara wants to know, what about Sreifa? How do you know that Sreifa is more Chamura Mesayif? You're killing someone with a sword. Shekein nitna lebas kohen shezinsa, because a bas kohen is mezane, she gets sreifa. Umay chumra shekein mechalalas esavia. She disgraces her father, her father's home, and all the kedushas kuna. So that's why sreifa is more severe. Asks the Gemara, Adirabba, saif should be more chumra. Shekein nitna l'anche irnadachas. In irnadachas, they all get killed with a sword. Umay chumra, why do you think irnadachas is so bad? Because shekein mamona avod. The very fact that we destroy all their property, which we don't find anywhere else, tells us that there's a chumra of irnadachas. So maybe the saif should be more chumra than sreifa. So the Gemara says, Nemar avia beskila, benemar avia misreifa. It says the pasuk of avia in the context of skila, when it comes to a woman who's being mizane, and it also says avia in the context of bas eishes kohen shezinsa. So what's the gzera shava telling us between the context of skila and asreifa? So ma avia ha'amur beskila, skila chamur besaif. Just like the avia mentioned by skila. So we know skila is more severe than saif. So to afavia ha'amur besreifa, sreifa chamur besaif. So to we're learning from here that the avia in the context of bas kohen shezinsa, that sreifa has that same chumra that's greater than saif, just like skila is greater than saif.
Is there a question of how quick death occurs?
No idea, but not for now.
I'm just saying, because the different things would be, maybe one you get real, you know, you're gone real fast. The other one takes a little longer. It's more toward, you know, more towards.
I don't know. Sreifa, the Gemara asks, Sreifa is chamur mechenek. Sreifa is more severe than mechenek. How do you know this? Shekein nitna lebas kohen shezinsa, and my chomer kudamrin, because Sreifa is something that goes for a bas kohen that's mezana. Adarab, chenek is more chamur, shekein nitna lemak of v'imo, but chenek is going to be applied when a person curses or hits rather his parents. Umay chomer shekein hukash kvodan lechvod hamakom, because we compare, we equate the parent honor to Hashem's honor. So the Gemara says no. Mide'afke rachmana l'nesua bas kohen, michla nesua bas kohen, yisura bas yisura rather, mechenek l'sreifa, shma mina sreifa chamur. So what comes out here is, from the fact that nesua bas kohen gets sreifa, and a nesua bas yisura only gets chenek, that tells us that sreifa is more chamur than that of chenek. Now the question here is, this only makes sense. Yeah, this is fine. Okay, good. That's in the world of Rabban. So now we've established that Sreifa is more Chamer than Chenek and Saif. So now the next slide, the last debate we have, Saif or Chenek, which one's going to be more Chamer? So the Gemara says Saif is more Chamer than Chenek. The killing someone with a sword is greater than killing someone through strangulation. So Shekein and Nitan La'anche ir nedachas, because they kill everyone in an ir nedachas with a sword, with a saif, my chumra. Why is that more chumra? Because the fact that shekein mamon and avod, that indicates ir nedachas is quite a serious avera. Adarab, the Gemara says, chenek should be more chumra, because shekein nitin lamak avivimo, my chumra shekein hukash v'chula, that the chenek is applied to when one hits his parents. So the Gemara says, you're right, it sounds like it's a stalemate, but in the end of the day, afilu hachi, despite that fact, poshet yado be'ikr adav. The fact that a ir nedachas is poshet yad be'ikr, that it's undermining all of Yiddishkeit, that tells us that ir nedachas, which has the avera, the onish rather, of a saif, is a more severe punishment than that of the chenek that's applied to mak aviv vima. So that ends the discussion with Rabbanan, how we know the different levels. So now the Gemara turns its attention to Rabbi Shimon Omer, that he held that Sreifa is more chamur than Skila. So how do we know that Sreifa is more chamur than Skila? The Gemara says, Sreifa chamur miskila shekein nitna labas koin shizinsa. That because the fact that Sreifa applies to a woman who's a bas koin, who's mizana, umay chumur shekein mechalala says aviyah, she's disgracing her father's entire house and all of Sheva Kuna, that's a very serious offense. The Rabbi of the Gemara says, Skila should be more chamura. Like we said before, that really Avodah Zarah and Megadif is worse. Because it's undermining all of Yiddishkeit, and that's as Skila. So the Gemara says, what's his Raya? So in Svara, it sounds like there's a very good back and forth in the Tzad Svara, but the proof is because Rabbi Shimon Latameh, he goes according to his Shita, which is what? Damar Achas Arusa V'Achas Nesua Yatza. He held, different than what we said to the Rabbanan earlier, that when we say a bas kohen shezinsa, that she gets sreifa, that applies whether or not she's engaged, arusa, or whether or not she is nesua, whether she's married. So we see from here, umida'af kei rachmana la arusa bas kohen, michal arusa bas yisrael, miskila l'sreifa. So we know right now it's a given. Everyone agrees a bas yisrael, that's arusa, she gets stoned. Now if the Rabbi Shimon holds that a bas kohen arusa gets sreifa, so bas kohen is certainly a worse violation than a bas yisrael. So the fact that we go from a skila, a regular case of a skila, to bas kohen to sreifa, tells us it's an upgrade in levels of onshin. And shma mina, we learn from all this that sreifa is chamur. So now we're going on within the world in Rabbi Shimon now. How do you know that sreifa is chamur mechanek? We're going to go with these, they're going to be somewhat repetitive now. Shekei nitna labas kohen shezinsa, my chumra kedamran. So I would say opposite. Ad rabba chenek should be more chumr. Shekei nitin lamaka avivivimo, my chumra shekei nukash shkvodim luchavod hamakom. So the Gemara says, midaafki rachmano linesu abas kohen, michlal nesu abas yisrael, mechanek lesreifa. So what do we have? By a bas yisrael, that's nesua, a married woman, an ashes ish. Shezinsa, she gets chenek. That's a given. Everyone agrees to that. And everyone also agrees now that a bas kohen nesua, who's zinsa, also gets sreifa. So we see that going from a bas yisrael chenek to a bas sreifa to sreifa, so shema mina that sreifa is chamura from chenek. So now the Gemara wants to know, how do you know sreifa is chamura mesayif? Shekein nitna la bas kohen shezinsa my chumra kedamran. So we know sreifa is very serious because it's applied to a bas kohen shezinsa. The Rabbi the Gemara asks, opposite would be the case. Saif chamur. Shekein nitin lanchi yinadachas. Umay chumur shekein mamon ovid. Saif is applied to yinadachas. So saif should be worse than that of a sreifa. So Gemara says that Amris v'chieze koach muba, which is a worse offense? Koach medyach, the one who convinces, or koach nidach, or the one who is convinced to do the avodah zarah. And of course, as we saw earlier, the answer is Havi Omer, koach medyach, the one who convinced. The medyach is worse. And we have that a koach mediach, he gets, which violation does he get? He gets the onesh of skila. So we see from here that skila is worse than saif. Now kavachomer, now we have kavachomer, and that machenek shechamur misayif sreifa is chamura, mimenu, saif hakal lo kol shekein. So again, what's the kavachomer here? So let's look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, have you omer koach mediach, top line. Rabbi Shimon Islay Madiche Ir Nedachas Bechenek. He actually argues and he holds that Mediach gets Chenek. So right now the Nidchim, the Nidach, gets Saif and the Mediach gets Chenek. So now everyone agrees Mediach is worse. So now that tells us that Chenek is worse than Saif. And it's based on a Pasuk. So now once we establish now if Chenek is worse than Saif, is a more severe aver than Saif, and we already established before that Sreifa is more chamer than saif, chamer than chenek, so kavachomer, sreifa, is going to be more severe than saif. Everyone hear that calculation? Okay, you need to be involved in that a little bit. Okay.
So there's some two things that Shimon and the Chamam argue about.
Bas kohen she arusa.
Nesua,
everyone agrees nesua. Arusa.
Arusa.
And then sreifa more chamer than skila, and also the madiach. Those are three things he argues on, right? So Gemara now says, how do you know in the world of Rabbi Shimon still that skila is chamura mechenek? So he says, shekei nitna lemegadei fila oveid avodas kochavim, umay chumra kedamrin. Adraba, chenek is more chamur, shekei nitna lemake ovivim, umay chumra shekei hukash, it's connected to kvod makom. Gemara says, so how do you know skila is more chamur than that of chenek? Midaafki rachmana la rusa bas yisrael, michlal nesu bas yisrael, Mechanic leskila. A woman who's engaged gets skila. A woman who's married only gets chenek. And in being engaged and being mezana is a worse aver than being married and being mezana. So the fact that it goes from chenek to skila, shma mina, that skila is more chamura than that of chenek. So how do you know skila is more chamura? Misayif, shekein nitin lemagadif. The skila is applied to the worse averas of magadif avodah zara. Adar abba, saif should be more chamura. Shekein nitin l'anche ir nedachas. And my chumur shekein mamon avot. Amris, we said before, v'chim ezim and koach maruba, which is worse, the koach hamediach or the koach hanidach? Havi omer, koach hamediach is worse. So now we've established that koach hamediach in the world of Rabbi Shimon is chenek. So we now know that chenek is worse than saif, but from the ir nedachas case, that chenek is worse than saif, because the madiach gets chenek, and nidach gets saif only. So now kavach omer, ma chenek shechamer misaif, so now the chenek is worse than saif, and we just proved above, that skila is chamura mimenu, that skila is worse than chenek, so then kavachomer, saif, which is the least of them, saif hakal lo koshkin, so certainly saif, which is less than chenek, certainly skila should be greater than that of saif. And then the last one we have here is chenek chamur misaif. How do you know chenek is worse than saif? Shekei nitan lamaka avivivimo. Chenek is applied to hitting one's parent, to my chumra kedamin. Adar abba, the opposite should be the case. Saif is more chamur. Shekein nitin lanchi yir nedachas. Amai chumur shekein mamamon avod. So Amris, v'chiyez a koach merua, which is worse, koach hamadiach, a koach hanidach. Haviyomer koach hamadiach is worse. And we know, v'tanya, we said above, that madiach yir nedachas b'skila, that's according to the Rabbanon, but Rabbi Shimon Omer, b'chenek, and therefore we know chenek is worse than saif. Okay, Gemara says, Margula Bepuma Derbi Yochanan. Now, this is interesting. Normally, when you have the line of Margula Bepuma Derbi Yochanan, it's more of like a fascinating statement that would really hold by. It's not really such a fascinating, amazing statement here. It's talking about the death penalty. So, I don't know any other context we have such a statement like this, an introduction. But either way, Margula the Bepuma Derbi Yochanan, a thing he would commonly often say is, Nara Hamurasa Bas Kohen Shizinsas Beskila Rabbi Shimon Omer Bestrefa. So, let's understand this for a second. We have Bas Kohen Shezinsa gets Sreifa. That's a Mefurish Pasuk. And everyone agrees that Nesua gets Sreifa. Bas Kohen Nesua Shezinsa gets Sreifa. The ambiguous model, I guess, a box, is what about Arusa? That is undefined. Is that Pasuk also talking about Arusa? So there's a Machlokas. According to the Tanakhama, it's not talking about Arusa case. Arusa Bas Kohen Shezinsa, who's Arusa, gets Skila. That's Shitas Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, Omer b'Sreifa. No, even a Bas Kohen who's only in Arusa, it also gets Sreifa. Zinsa may aviha. If, let's say, a woman who's married is mezana with her own father, that's a case of Skila. And according to Rabbi Shimon, Omer b'Sreifa. That would be a case of Sreifa. Now, the reason is because there are two violations here. The two violations is, one is a woman, a engaged woman, Nara Murasa, gets skila, but also a woman who's with her own father gets sreifa. So now which one does she get here? So we always know you get the worst of the two onshim. So Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso holds you get sreifa. That's worse than skila. But Chachamim hold, no, skila is worse, so you get skila in this case. So Gemara asks now, my kamashmalan, what's the chiddush here? My kamashmalan l'rabbanan. So Rabbanan, what are you teaching us? So Rabbanan, tell us the following. The chiddush is for the Rabbanan. That Nesua Yatza L'Sreifa V'lo Arusa. A Bas Kohen, only when she's married does she get burnt, does she get Sreifa. But if a Bas Kohen's engaged, she doesn't get Sreifa, she gets Skila. And the Rabbi Shimon, who holds Achas Arusa, Achas Nesua, Yatza L'Sreifa. Rabbi Shimon holds no. Whether or not the Bas Kohen is Arusa, whether or not she's Nesua, she always gets Sreifa. But time am I, what's the reasoning for this? Mishum to the Rabbanan Skila Chamura. And Rabbi Shimon Sreifa Chamura. That whole debate, whether Bas Kohen Arusa gets Sreifa or does she get Skila, that really trickles down to the machlokas of whether Sreifa is worse or Skila is worse. Meaning everyone agrees that Arusa should get the worst punishment. So what's that worst punishment? So that depends how you understand whether it's Skila versus Sreifa. Nafkamina. Nafkamina is, L'mishin is chayiv shtei misos bezdin nidom b'chamura. The nafkamin is a person who is chayiv in two different punishments, they get the worst of the two. So my Rabbi Shimon, what's Rabbi Shimon? How do we see this? Where is a clear statement, a clear text that Rabbi Shimon holds this way? The Sanya, the Braisa, teaches us that Rabbi Shimon omer shnei klalos nemru b'bas kohen. And there are two rules that were said about a Bas Kohen. B'Bas Kohen, v'lo b'Bas Yisrael. It was only said about a Bas Kohen and not said about Bas Yisrael. What does that even mean? So just look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says, Shnei klalos nemar b'Bas Kohen. Achas barusa v'achas b'nusua. Kolomar, in other words, Kishe kolol hakos of eishes ish. When the pasuk included eishes ish, Moshu mas ha-noef ha-noef. It's a regular case of an eishes ish. The noef, the man, the noef, the woman, both get the punished. Af bas kohen mashma b'chenek. That implies all women, even a bas kohen, should get chenek. Like a regular case of an eishes ish, a woman who's married, the punishment is chenek. Whenever you see moshu mas regular, that always means chenek in the Torah. So that implies that even a bas kohen would be the case. Uch shehotzi arusa l'skila. When we say regular bas yisrael hamurasa get skila nachenek saaf bas kohen mimashma hainu klal shenim. So when we excluded a eishes ish from nesuin, saying when she's an arusa though she gets a different onish, that also seems to pull away bas kohen. Meaning bas kohen initially wasn't separate from the whole regular klalos of eishes ish arusa and eishes ish of nesua. Those included the bas kohen as well. So those were the two rules. So now Rabbi Shimon holds back to the Gemara. When the new rules were, the Shnei Klalos were mentioned, it implied a Bas Kohen. Gemara says, Bas Kohen velo, Bas Yisrael? That only referred to Bas Kohen? Not true. So Gemara tweaks it and says, Ema af Bas Kohen. Meaning what? When we said the two rules about an Eishes Ish Arusa and an Eishes Ish of Nesua, both the Bas Yisrael and Bas Kohen were implied in those punishments of an Eishes Ish Arusa is Skila, Eishes Ish Nesua is Chena. Those are the starting points. But, says Rabbi Shimon now, when Hotzi Akasiv Nesua, so when they took out the pasuk of Nesua, Michlal Nesua, Varusa, Michlal Arusa. So Ma Kisher Hotzi Akasiv Nesua, Michlal Nesua Lahachmir, Af Kisher Hotzi Akasiv Arusa, Michlal Asura Arusa Lahachmir. So when we made a change of going from Chenek to Srefa for the Bas Kohen, so too, in the world of Nesua, so too they remove the Bas Kohen from the world of Arus as well. Because again, the Pasuk says, Bas Kohen Shizinsa, she gets Srefa. And then everybody agrees is referring to Nesua. So when Bas Kohen is Nesua, she gets Srefa. So just like she was removed from the cloud of Nesua to get Srefa, so too Bas Kohen is removed from the cloud of Erisin to get Srefa as well. And that's the understanding of Rabbi Shimon in these Pesukim. Fine. So then the Gemara says, finishing off the Braisa, Zomen mei nesua bas kohen bichlal, Zomen nesua bas Yisrael. Wait a second here. Right, Zomen mei nesua bas kohen bichlal, Zomen mei nesua bas Yisrael. A person who ate them Zomim, who said that this bas kohen was Mizana, and they tried to get for Srefa, but they are caught to be Adam Zomim. They're included as regular Zomen mei nesua bas Yisrael, as if they were being zomim around regular bas yisrael exactly, and so too zomim arusa bas kohen michla zomim arusa bas yisrael. That's a special gzeiras because the pasuk tells us that even though they tried giving this bas kohen srefa, when they're caught as edim zomim, they don't get the srefa. They get caught as if they were being zomim either bas yisrael nesua or bas yisrael arusa, whether it be skila or chenek, whichever that punishment would be. They wouldn't get the kohen, the bas kohen. There. So that's the conclusion of this Braisa. Fine. So let's finish off to get to the top of Nun Aleph. The Gemara says as follows, the last few lines of the Braisa here. Tanu Rabbanan. Bas Ish Kohen, excuse me, Ki Seichel. The Pasuk tells us when the Bas Ish Kohen is Mechalel, the Pasuk says, Be'ish Tisarif. So the Gemara wants to know, what type of Chil are we talking about here? Yachal Afilu Chal Es HaShabbos. Maybe she Mechal Shabbos, she should get Srefa. Everyone else is Mechal Shabbos, gets Skila, maybe she should be getting Srefa. Tamalomer, Liznos, the Pasuk says, Seichel Liznos, only in the world is Nus. Bechilul and Shibbos Nus, HaKas Medaber, that's when she gets Srefa. Yachal Afilu Penuya, one might think, even if she's a single Bas Kohen, she's not married, she's not engaged, maybe then she should also get Srefa. So Gemara says, can't be, because Nemar kan Avia. It says Avia in the context of Bas Kohen. V'nemar lahalim Avia. It says Avia elsewhere later on when it talks about a Bas Yisrael who's an Eishes Ish. It says Avia there as well. So now we can create a Kerezer Shava. Malahalim Znus im Zikas Abal. Just like when you get Skila, the word Avia there is a context when she's married and she's Mizana, even though she has a Zikas Abal, she's connected to a husband. So af so too in the context of a baskarin, it's kan znus. There's znus when there's a context of a imzikas habal, when she is connected, when she is married, when she's married. So Gemara says, how do you know? How do you know it's the context of marriage? O eino omer via elo lahotzi es kol ha'adam. Maybe it says a via to tell us to exclude everyone else, that only if she's mizana with her own father, that's when she gets sreifa, but everyone else she doesn't get sreifa. Gemara says, can't be. Because kishuhu omer, he michaleles, have kol adam omer. When it says that she desecrated, he michaleles, that implies every type of chilul, whether or not it's a father, whether or not it's a regular person, that's any type of chilul. So ma'ani mekayim aviyah. So why does a pasuk specify aviyah? Because nemar kan aviyah, nemar lahan aviyah, to be servant of gzeir shava. Malahan, just like later on, in the context of an eshes ish of a bas yisrael, it's znus im zikas habal. It's a znus in the context of a marriage. So afkan so too, in the case of a bas kohen, it is znus im zikas habal with the context of a marriage. So Gemara says, wait a second, if you're using the gzeir shava of aviyah, so just like later on, it's a case where there's engagement, there's a nara murasa, safka nara vihi arusa. So one should say, maybe here the bas kohen should only be sreifa when there's a nara and she's also arusa. Hina nusua bogeris. Let's say nara vihi nusua. Let's say she's a nara, but she's married. Or let's say she's a bogeris. She's an older girl now. She's over the age of now 12 and a half. And she's Narusa, she's only engaged. Or maybe she's Bulgaria, she's over age and also Nesua. Or if Avilu is Gina, if she even if she got old, how do you know that Bas Kohen Shezinsa applies to all ages and even married? Tamilomer Uvas Kohen. Very simple. Bas Kohen, Mikol Makom, Bas Kohen, no matter what her age, no matter if it's engaged or married, it's going to be Bas Kohen across the board. Says the Gemara, I'll just go a few more lines now. Bas Kohen, Ein Liela Shenises Le Kohen. A bas kohen, I only know if she was married to a kohen, meaning bas kohen means that even after marriage, we already established that pasuk's marriage, about in the context of marriage. Now, when a bas kohen gets married, she's not a kohen anymore. She can't eat chum anymore. So when you read the pasuk bas kohen, she's not a bas kohen. So maybe you would think, ainli ella shenises lekohen, only if she's married to a kohen, where she still retains the status of being a kohenes, if you will. But how do you know if nises lelevi, liyisrael, lelovei, kochavim, that might be taken out of the girsa. L'chalal, l'mamzer, l'nissin, l'minayin. And how do you know that she's also, if she's a bas kohen, married to any of those people, she also, she's zinsa, she gets sreifa. Tamalomer, bas ish kohen. Bas ish kohen means, ava pisha ain't a kohenes, even though she's not a kohenes now, but she was once a bas of a kohen, that is bechlal, the din of sreifa. So then she's finishing off, three more lines here. He besreifa, she gets sreifa, vein bo'ala besreifa. The one who did no eif, the Boel, who is involved in this Eishes Ish, he does not get Sreifa. She gets Sreifa, only he the Baal, because she does, but not the Boel. He besreifa, vein zomema besreifa. She gets Sreifa, but if there are Edom Zomim don't get Sreifa. And finally, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Esavia besreifa, beschamea beskila. What's this line saying here? That if it's with her father, she gets Sreifa, with her father, it's only Skila. The Gemara is going to explain this tomorrow, what this line means. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone enjoy the day off. Well, it sounds like we have nice weather.